section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Coming to you live from Ramsbottom, England, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, horrible, horrible Pop-Tarts, karaoke Big E, an interview with Rio Olympic workers, and getting super soaked by a regular soaker with your co-host Big E, The Voice, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host, call him Blake Clayton, please.
Welcome everyone to episode 257 of A Burns and IP. I am your host, the podcasting guy.
Amen.
Amen. As he mentioned, Blake Clayton is the name. That's the name my mother gave me, and to this day she regrets it.
Mm-hmm.
She wishes.
It was Forrest.
Did she want to call Forrest. You Ape Clayton?
No, Forrest.
Oh, Ape Forrest. Clayton? Yeah. I like that.
All right, we have a great show for you this evening. Again, all penises. We're on a roll. Hey, the first one we have with us,
The first penis.
The first penis we have is to my left. I got penis to the left of me, penis to the right of me, and penis right in front of me.
Yeah, not a drop to drink.
I'm surrounded
by penis.
I got nothing.
It's the Dapper Caster.
Hey,
Dustin,
hey.
Welcome to the show.
Let's get things cracking.
We love Elia. He said it. I said it. Love that he says it.
The show doesn't start to crack it.
Crack a lacking. He is wearing the same flannel shirt he wore last week, but it's because
so
it's
weird.
It's because it's 40 degrees outside in the middle of July. It is the man who is looking for a lady all the time.
Rob Van Dam over here.
Rob Van Dam.
No, whole it's fucking show.
The bottle cap kid, Jason.
Hello, my friends.
Yes. It's the Black Magistrate, now that he did that intro.
Yeah. The Black Rat Snake.
Yeah.
The Black Rat.
Line him up.
And finally, head of security.
Yeah.
Vaping expert.
Check.
And you're going to be
T-shirt twin.
T-shirt twin. Yeah, well, we are T-shirt twins. That's weird, because I haven't worn this in forever.
I haven't either. Because it was getting tight, and
twinsies.
I lost that weight. Now it's fitting again.
Oh, it is the skinny Big E. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Skinny.
Moderately smaller.
Yeah, moderately smaller E.
Lowercase E.
I'm going up, and he's going down. We have a great show for you this evening. Jason, how do you want to start this thing off?
Maybe a little IBWIP history, food history. As long as I've been around, we've had several different types of just awful food on the show. The bacon soda, of course, just infamous. It's just the worst tasting, worst smelling product known to man.
Pop Rocks.
I forgot about
Pop
Rocks.
Those
yes,
are horrid.
I hate Pop Rocks.
Boob cake. We had boob cake.
Oh, I forgot about the boob cake. Of course, the boob cake. The boob cake with a, and then I was thinking of the jelly beans that.
Oh yeah,
like
that too. Yep.
Earwax. Yes.
Yeah,
I think it was you and Brianna here for that, right?
Too, yeah.
Oh my god, just awful. Today, no different. Surely to be another in a long line of terrible food processed products. Some of the new flavors. What did we talk about? Couch Pilots recently.
Yeah, we did.
And I mean, I don't know.
Actually, in the future, we talked about it in the future.
Call future, right?
Yeah. Call future.
It's Orange Crush and A&W Root Beer Pop-Tarts.
Mm. Sound delicious.
They do sound delicious.
It really does not to me whatsoever.
Molly found them at the grocery store today, and I told her about them that I had wanted them. She found them at the grocery store today, and I was like, hey, guys, we need to fill a few minutes. Let's eat these.
Little taste test.
You guys, I mean, seemingly are always in marital discourse, but
it's
something like
constant.
This. Where she
brings us together.
Yes, exactly.
Disgusting, unhealthy food brings us together.
You and so many others. So I think what we'll do is we've got them cut into fourths. It's just a single Pop-Tart. We're each going to take a little section and then talk about how awful it is.
Okay.
So I'm going to pass this over to Big E.
Okay, yeah.
We're going to take one of each?
Are we going to take one each or start
let's take,
with?
Let's take one of each and then we'll eat one at a time and talk about that single one.
Okay.
I love
just one.
Okay.
Don't take two, Big E.
Let me try. Okay, let's get the smell first.
Oh, wait, hold on.
All right.
It smells.
I'm excited.
It smells like A&W root beer. It does.
It smells like a balloon.
Let's taste it.
Don't taste it yet.
Oh, we're going to taste it.
God.
God.
Poor guy.
An extra
fat kid.
Corner.
fat kid.
Which one are we going with?
Can't help
with?
But not getting it in his mouth.
The root beer?
Yeah, we'll do the root beer first. Okay, so this is A&W Root Beer Pop-Tarts.
It looks like a graham cracker.
Smell.
It does. It's got the darker look on it. It's got the white icing. All the sprinkles on there. I don't know what the sprinkles would be.
It smells weird.
It feels like a Pop-Tart if we're doing all the senses. And it sounds like a Pop-Tart, too.
Yeah. All right, let's taste it.
It looks like Butterfinger ground up on top of it or something.
Oh, God. What could that possibly be in the middle, that goo in the middle? What could that possibly
be? It doesn't matter what it is. It tastes so good.
Oh,
you
man.
Love it?
That's good.
I love this.
That's very good. Pop-Tart, you're doing it right.
I'm still undecided.
To me, this is not nearly as bad as the bacon soda, but it's the same premise.
Why?
What?
Because the bacon soda, it smelled terrible. This doesn't smell that bad.
It smells appealing. Like A&W root beer.
Let's see how it pairs with the peanut butter and chocolate porter.
But just like anything, it's like you dump enough sugar into it, and it's going to be okay on some level. And I think that's what's happening here.
Oh, that's good together.
I liked it.
Said no one ever.
It was okay. I wouldn't buy them.
No, I don't care for that.
You don't?
Just like Hall & Oates once said, I can't go for that.
No can do.
No.
So we're split.
No can do.
We're split, 50-50.
50-50.
All right, let's try the crushed one.
Here we go.
This one I was more excited about.
This one is just your typical Pop-Tart pastry.
Yes, the typical color, the standard color you'd expect.
No sprinkles.
No, it doesn't really have an odor like the root beer, at least I can't pick up.
Like most black people, I just love orange soda.
It's got the white icing and then an orange kind of drizzle on the top, and it's orange crush. And again, I can't imagine what they would with that orange goo in the middle. It's
this one I don't like.
It's like a jelly bean.
You don't like it?
This one I don't like.
It is. It's like
a jelly bean.
Yeah,
like smashed up orange jelly beans.
I do not taste crush at all.
Oh, God, why? What would drive the good people at Pop-Tarts?
Because they knew dumbasses like us would buy them.
What's your favorite Pop-Tart, Blake? What's the most favorite Pop-Tart you've ever had?
Strawberry.
I like the strawberry, but I really like the cinnamon sugar one, brown sugar.
And guess what? Those have been around forever.
Yep. Yeah, the s'mores one.
Yeah,
The s'mores. Seriously, if I'm being really naughty, I'm reaching for a s'mores.
Yep.
That is just awful. I'm sorry.
Well, they've been doing this with potato chips. Is it Lay's that does all the really weird flavors?
And then they have you vote.
Yeah. And then Oreo cookies. I mean, I've got a package of Oreo cookies over there. They're the Cinnabon ones.
Hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah, Lay's did like gravy.
Oh, they still do. Oh. Yeah. Toothpaste.
Reuben
sandwich.
I think
that was
toothpaste.
One.
Oh, criminy.
Is the Cinnabon Oreo your new midnight snack?
Biscuits and gravy.
Period vagina.
Vagina
period.
Like a period piece?
Yeah.
Like an old-fashioned vagina?
Old-fashioned vagina.
Black and white.
That was...
Yeah, write that shit down.
That one was not good.
I liked it. So, who liked the crush one?
I could eat that one again, I think.
But more so than the
than the root beer.
And we're split on the root beer.
Yeah, I like the root beer.
I went in with a bad attitude. I don't like either one. I'm sorry, Blake.
You don't have to say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
I didn't lose a
Is
lot
it
of money.
Too late now. Never mind.
All right.
That settles that on Pop Tarts.
That's that.
Sometimes we introduce a new bit, and it just skyrockets into the stratosphere. It's on a rocket ship to the moon and beyond, and such is the case with a new segment, or a newer segment, I should say, called Karaoke Big E. We've got two of our music aficionados on the show. Dustin, who is full of knowledge and used to front a band as a vocalist back in the day. Right? Am I correct in saying that?
He played the drums. He didn't front the band.
I did both at the same time. I was like Phil Collins.
Fucking
Neil Peart over here.
Yeah.
You used to do that, though, right? You were a vocalist for a band?
Yeah, we just never made it out of the garage. But I have sang at a bar. And this is fun.
Thanks to the good people at Revlon for sponsoring today's IBWIP.
Thanks, Revlon.
I can't pause it.
Before we're talking about how we're going to engineer the shit out of this.
I can't.
What is happening?
I can't pause it.
Unplug it.
Come on, everybody. Girls,
goyles. All
right. He finally got it paused.
Okay.
All right. Sorry about that.
So, and that's Dustin's claim to fame: his knowledge and his singing.
Yeah,
and
I ran a record store.
So. Oh, of course, and running the record store for many years—half of your life, right? It was literally half your life.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then we've got Big E over here, who loves just to sing in general.
Just loves it.
Whether it's in his shower or surrounded by friends in the shower, it's he loves to sing. So why not give Big E his own segment where he duets takes turns duetting with each one of us.
Yes.
And singing a beautiful song. I think it went very well last time.
Yes, and one of the things about this is not only does Biggie get to back you up or sing with you in the duet, he also grades it and chooses the winner.
That's right. My favorite part is that he is involved with all of these duets and then grades. Like, of course, each time he's like, I got to tell you, Dustin, I was really good in that one. You could have been a little bit better, but I was very good.
So I thought what we would we have Scott has chosen three songs, and then we have a bonus song.
A boner song.
So the songs are "Girls" by the Beastie Boys, "Close Your Eyes" by Ozzy Osbourne and Lita Ford, and then "Endless Love" by Lionel Richie and some other black chick.
Yeah.
And then the bonus one we'll leave for a surprise.
Okay.
Obviously, only the strongest singers will do the last one.
Sure, that makes sense.
There is no way to really say, hey, which one do you want? So, Biggie, I'm going to let you decide who you want to sing with you on each one of these songs. Who would you like to sing with you on the song Girls by the Beastie Boys?
I gave this a lot of thought, and because the last time I was on the show, we did, what was that one? It Burns When I Sing, and me and Dustin had a little thing over a Beastie Boys song. Yeah. So me and Dustin.
Sabotage.
Okay. Well,
and I've already sang Close My Eyes Forever.
Right.
Okay, so can you guys see this then? Both of you see the words to this?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Here is Biggie and Dustin.
And you guys do the bomb, 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 yeah. Bombs.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't read it. I don't have a glass on.
Girls, yeah, all I really want is girls, and in the morning it's girls, cause in the evening it's girls, I like the way that they walk, and it's chillier than talk, and I can always make them smile, from White Castle to the Nile, ow, 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 ow. Back in the day, there was this girl around the way. She liked my whole piece MCA. Rest in peace. He said he would not give her play. I asked him, please, he said you may. Her pants were tight and that's okay. If she would dance, I would DJ. We took a walk out to the bay.
Jack and Mike.
I hope she'll say, hey, me and you should hit the hay. I asked her out, she said no way. I should have probably guessed it gay. So I broke forth with no delay. I heard she moved real far away. That was 2 years ago this May. I seen her just the other day.
Jacking my D to my dismay.
All right, everybody. Here we go. 2, 3, 4.
Girls to do the dishes. Girls to clean up my room. Girls to do the laundry. And in the bathroom. Girls. That's all I really want is girls. Two at a time I want girls. With new wave hairdos I want girls. I ought to whip out my girls. 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 Girls,
girls, yeah.
Girls. Wow, that was amazing.
Kick it.
Exactly.
Wonderful job, you guys.
Thanks.
Totally impressed.
I got to do my ad rock again.
Right.
The King Ad Rock, that is my name. Y'all drink them all wet. We got champagne. Pump it up, homeboy. Just up. Okay, I need to stop doing this. The next song we will do is Close Your Eyes. So, Scott, why don't you tell us a little bit of why you picked the song?
Close My Eyes, it just brings back my youth. When I was in grade school, it just was a big thing. Hair metal, Lita Ford was...
Hot in a skanky way.
Yes, she was.
Yes, she was.
And that was just... That was just
can of spray
there.
For every day,
right? Now she's playing Goodfellas
and
Pekin.
Oh, she has, hasn't she?
She did last year, I saw her.
I think Goodfellas were ever open.
My friend almost urinated in front of her.
Oh, yeah?
That's his claim to
fame. True story.
Who are you going to pick to sing this wonderful song with you?
That would be me and you.
Okay. Now, how are we doing this? Am I Lita or am I Ozzy?
You're Lita.
I'm Lita?
Yes, I like your falsetto.
Okay. All right. Hopefully there's no commercial here.
I can add one if there isn't.
Oh, here we go. I'm the girl, right?
No, okay, I'll be the girl. I'll be Lita.
It's okay, I'll be Lita.
Okay.
It's
fine. Okay.
Ba, 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 oh, okay.
Baby. I get so scared. Is that a girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, let's start over again.
Let's start over again.
You guys already are disqualified 2 points.
Okay, because pink is... See? Pink is me. I was like, I don't know. I like the intro anyway.
That's right. Me too. I'm butchering my own segment.
Don't worry. I do it all the time.
Baby. I get so scared inside and I don't really understand. Is it love that's on my mind or is it fantasy? Heaven, it's in the palm of my hands and it's waiting here for you. What am I supposed to do with a childhood tragedy? And if I close my eyes forever, will it all remain unchanged?
Looks like a butthole on the screen.
Those are the words.
If I close my eyes forever, will it all remain the same?
That's good.
Sometimes it's so hard on, it's so hard on to my dreams.
Hard on your dreams.
But always what it seems when you're face to face with me.
Lita really didn't have to do very much.
There you go. You're like a dagger. You stick me to the heart. Taste the blood on my blade. And when we sleep, would you shelter me in this warm and dark and gray? If I close my eyes forever, will it all remain unchained? And if I close my eyes forever, will it all remain the same? Will you ever take me? No, I just can't take the pain. But would you ever trust me? No, I'll never feel the same. I've been so hard on you. I know I told you lies. If I could have just one more wish, I wipe the cobwebs from my eyes. Boy. And if I close my eyes forever, will it all remain unchanged? Jesus. And if I close my eyes forever, will it all remain the same? Oh, yeah. Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Wow.
Wow.
I think you've been practicing. That sounds to me like somebody's been practicing.
That was something.
It's in practice, man. This ain't practice.
Intense.
That was intense. That's, you know what? I should have went ahead and did Ozzy's because Lita was. That's a tough little. All right.
We have time for the wrap it up, or should we take a quick?
No,
break
we got here? It. We're going. We're doing great.
All right.
So just talk a little bit while I get it up here.
What is the name of the next song?
Endless Love. Yeah,
and that's by default. It would be me.
It'd be you.
And believe it or not, that's once you read those, that's. I mean, I know some of that Beastie Boy song, but I really wanted to do that one. So this is fantastic.
I picked that for that connection that me and you have, Jason.
Well, last time we sang, what was it? Summer Lovin'.
Summer Lovin', yeah.
So, totally.
Goats.
This is Lionel. Okay, so I guess this is what it has. There's so many of them we'll do here. I just want to make sure it has the female as well as the male. Lionel Richie and Diana Ross with Endless Love Karaoke.
And I'll be Diana Ross, of course.
Of course.
I mean, by yeah.
A horse is a horse.
By default.
Take the characters and stories.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Everywhere you go.
This right. Episode brought to you by...
Here we go.
Tollgate.
Ooh, I love Colgate.
I said Tollgate.
Tollgate?
Tollgate. Mmm.
That's tasty.
Well, this will be blue and pink?
Yeah. My love, there's only you in my life. The only thing that's right.
My first love. You're every breath that I take. You're every step I make.
And I want to share all my love with you. No one else will do. And your eyes,
they
tell me how much you care. Oh, yes, you will always be. Love. Two hearts that beat as one. Our love has just begun. Forever. Oh, I'll hold you close in my arms. I can't resist your charms. But love, I'll be a fool for you. I'm sure you don't know. I don't mind. I don't mind.
Cause you
mean the world to me. Oh, I know.
I found
in you my endless love.
Steven Spielberg.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what the fuck is that? Get your head above the water, dumb duck.
Yeah.
It's duck hole. What the fuck does this got to do with anything? Stop looking at me, swan.
Hey, that song
it's
is
a nice interlude.
In a Billy Madison movie.
Oh, and love. Oh, love. I'll be a fool for sure.
You know I don't mind.
Oh, you know I don't mind.
My mind.
Yes.
You'll be the only one. Cause no
can deny how love I have inside, and I'll give it all to you, my love,
my love, my love,
my endless love.
You all right? I'm teary-eyed.
Yeah.
I am not going to lie. I'm very teary-eyed about this.
Wow. I didn't realize. I think we nailed it.
I don't know. It's pretty close. Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Big E is going to say who he wants to sing in the
final
winning. It's like a parade of winning song or something to that effect. Does that make sense? What I'm saying?
No. Makes sense.
No,
makes sense. Total sense.
Not at all.
All right, let's go ahead and go to break, and then we'll come back.
All right.
You guys ever see that movie Memento? That guy couldn't make any new memories. I'm starting to think I may have that.
Hey everyone, this is Jason with IBWIP. And before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com. And as always, you can still find everything at Burns1IP at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at Blake at ibwip.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hey guys, Big E here, longtime listener, first time reader. Are you tired of the smell and the cost of cigarettes? Have patches, gums, and quitting cold turkey let you down in the past? If you're looking to kick cigarettes to the curb, look no further than the friendly and knowledgeable staff at Rocky Top Vapor to help you find an electronic cigarette that's right for you. Or maybe you're an experienced vapor looking to get more out of your vaping experience, a longer lasting battery, a bigger, better tank. Maybe you're wanting to get into variable voltage and wattage, or even wanting to build your own coils. Let the vaping experts at Rocky Top Vapor customize a vaping experience to fit your needs. They offer a wide variety of tanks and mods that will give you exactly what you're looking for. Rocky Top Vapor is known for its clean and relaxed atmosphere, a friendly, knowledgeable staff, as well as their house blends and premiums from some of the best liquid, shall I say, makers from across the country. They're located in Johnson, Tennessee, but if you can't make the trip, shop with a click at RockyTopVapor.com. And don't forget to use the promo code IBWIP to save an extra 20% off your entire order.
Are you sick of spoiled white people and Donald Trump bringing you the news you could care less about?
Are you sick of trolling the interwebs for penis-related news only to end up flaccid?
Do you lust for Florida only the way a mother lover can?
Then look no further than Fakakta Comedy Funhouse's Low Blow Podcast with Adam Z and Dave Rowan.
Streaming live every week at lowblowpodcast.net and available for download Thursdays at fcfnetwork.com.
Appropriately inappropriate. Oh.
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 Real quick, those guys at Low Blow Podcast.
Love them. Shout out. I think Adam's having some car trouble right now, so just sending him some good vibes at the moment.
Car trouble?
Yeah.
No, bicycle trouble for sure.
It looked like there were some problems with a vehicle.
Oh, that
something.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Well, then I won't talk shit about them because it's kind of rude.
Yeah. Big ups to Adam.
Big ups to Adam. Dave, you're on my shit list big time. Not only were you sexually harassing me and flirting with me inappropriately about sticking your toe in my asshole, but then you are making it very, very difficult to schedule a monumental event, which is...
What is he doing?
I don't know. I think he's scared. They're scared. They're scared to go. First of all, the Low Blow is scared to go up against us.
They are scared of the head to head.
And second of all, I think Dave knows that he won't be able to keep his hands off me,
or his toes out of the insides of you.
His toes out of me if we meet in public. Okay, Big E, go ahead. Dustin did a great rendition of "Girls" by the Beastie Boys with you. I butchered "Lita Ford" and "Close Your Eyes," and Jason. When I closed my eyes,
yeah,
you said I thought Diana Ross was in here.
Oh wow, what a great compliment! Thank you.
So Big E, who are you going to have as the winner, and who is going to sing with you this next extravaganza?
I felt a connection with the Black Magistrate. It's going to have to be the Bottle Cap Kid.
Oh, wow. I think it was probably when we literally had a connection and held hands.
Yeah, that's when it happened.
You did hold hands. I did hit some video of it.
I felt sparks like go through your hand into mine.
I
felt all the way down to my genitals.
Oh, well, I felt your genitals too. Pretty good.
But that kind of. But I don't think he should win.
Okay.
I know the connection. I think it's too personal of a connection.
Yeah, it is.
But I love to sing.
Yeah.
You do love to sing, but
Then you know what. Dustin did a hell.
Right. There was no.
I think mine was closer to genuine.
He channeled the spirit.
Oh, nuts.
I think so.
So I think it's going to have to be
I even did the
Dustin.
Like the Faded Echoes and stuff.
He did.
I know that
this
song.
This is my right.
Even
America.
Though you probably do.
Yeah, this is my right, America.
You probably.
This
what's the guy's name from B-52?
Sounds like here a horrible go. Drop that we have.
This is Love Shack Fred. With.
You may have a good Fred, but I got a good Fred, so what's going to happen here?
Oh, I'm Fred.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 50 miles to the
Love Shack! Yeah, yeah.
Ready?
I was headed down the Atlanta Highway. Looking for the love getaway. Headed for the love getaway.
I got me in a car, it's as big as a whale, and we're heading on down to the love shack. I got me a Chrysler, it sits about 20, so hurry up and bring your jukebox money.
The love shack is a little place where we can get together. Love Shack, baby.
A Love Shack, baby.
Love Shack, baby, Love Shack.
That's where it's at.
Love Shack, baby, Love Shack.
Sign says, stay away, fools. Cause love rules at the Love Shack.
Well, it's set way back in the little of a hill. Just a funky little shack. And I got to get back. Yes. Glitter on the highway. Glitter on the front porch. Glitter in the hallway. Shack is a little old place where we can get together. Love Shack, baby.
Love Shack, baby.
Love Shack, baby, Love Shack. Love Shack, baby, Love Shack.
Hugging and a kissing, dancing and a loving. Wearing next to nothing, cause it's hot as an oven. Whole shack shimmies. Everybody's moving around and around and around and around.
Everybody's moving, everybody's grooving, baby.
Folks lining up outside just to get down.
Everybody's moving, everybody's grooving, baby.
Funky little shack! Funky little shack!
Woo!
Instrumental break. Hop on a Chrysler, it's as big as a whale, and it's about to set sail. I got me a car, still sits about 20, so hurry up and bring your jukebox money.
Love Shack is a little old place where we can get together. Love Shack, baby. Love Shack, baby, Love Shack.
That's where it's at.
Love Shack, baby, Love Shack.
That's where it's at. I just said that's where it's at.
You guys ready? Bang, bang on the door, baby.
Knock a little louder, sugar.
Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby.
I can't hear you.
Bang, bang.
On the door, baby.
Bang, bang.
On the door.
Bang, bang.
On the door, baby.
Bang, bang.
Yo, what?
Tin roof. Rusted.
Ow.
Baby, Love Shack. Horse shack. Baby Horse Shack.
That's where it's at.
Love Shack. Baby Love Shack.
Hugging Shack. And a kissing. I'm dancing and a loving at the Love Shack.
Oh, that's a lot of love.
All right, they're the champions of tonight. Dustin and Big E with their version of Love Shack.
Love Shack.
Did you say it still seats about 20?
Still. Still nice and big.
Nothing's changed from the first verse. It's still
I made an adjustment.
A modification, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was fun.
I took some liberties on that one, you don't mind?
Yeah, it's all right. I noticed. You take liberties with everything on the show. All right, well, I thought it's time for me to lead an interview here. Oh. For once. Oh.
Pop, pop goes the weasel.
Blake just injured himself, so he's going to have to leave the studio.
He appears to be... Let me...
He just had a vaping accident.
Let me take you to the hospital.
He's blinded by the light.
Wrapped up.
All right, you douche, let's go.
All right, well...
Wear a patch.
It's a good thing I was planning on doing this, because now it appears I'm the only one left to...
You had some guests, but they're going to have to sit on our laps, but now I have to take Blake to the hospital, so let's get out of here.
Well... We all know the Olympics are coming up, and they're going to be in good old Rio de Janeiro.
Rio de Janeiro.
And we've got a couple other workers to join us.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know if you've heard, Scott, but there's trouble. There's trouble brewing.
Oh, really? In old Rio de Janeiro?
Yeah, things are not going quite as smooth as the Olympic Committee would be hoping.
Ooh.
So we got these guys. Hopefully they speak English. Otherwise, this is going to be a very short interview.
Well, at the very least, they speak Portuguese.
Portuguesa?
Portuguese.
All right. I took 4 years of Spanish, so there's a little bit of carryover. I might be able
to. Similarities.
Yeah. Bolognese. Hello? That's a word.
Hello?
Yeah. Hi. Welcome to IBWIP. Who is this?
My name is Philip.
Philip?
Philip.
Philip Restisher?
No, just Philip.
Just Philippe. Oh, you look like you're in some
pain,
Philip.
You sound very
Philippe.
Timid.
I'm not timid. I just work real hard. I'm a little man. I'm not too big. My buddy over here, he's the big brunt of the crew.
And what's your buddy's name? Who are you, buddy?
My name is also Philip.
Philip and Philip.
How are we going to distinguish?
He's Big Philip. I'm Little Philip.
Okay. Big Phil, Little Phil. Phil.
You've heard of Big E. I am Big P.
Big P.
I am Little P.
He's Little P. I am Big P.
It sounds like there's a joke in there somewhere. I'm not
if
sure.
If it is, I've never heard it before.
Joke? We don't ever joke. We just work and sleep and work and sleep.
And how long have you been doing that now?
All my life. I've been working at the Olympics.
Yes.
Oh, we've been working on that for about 2 years.
Ever since it was announced, we started working in Rio.
Yeah, we heard it on the radio and we got shovels and we just started digging.
Really? That's what they instructed you to do.
They did not instruct us. We just started doing it.
You weren't commissioned for this job.
We are supporting our country. We are not athletes, so we are trying to help in whatever way we can.
Whenever we hear that there is work, we go to where the work is.
Yes.
The Home Depot?
First of all, we go to the Home Depot and wait for a pickup truck. And then someone drove us all the way to Rio.
It's a long drive. Because it sounds like you're not from Rio.
De Janeiro.
Sounds like you're a...
Nope, born and raised.
Really?
Straight out of Compton.
Could have fooled me.
straight out the Rio.
So we know there's been some difficulties with the construction process. And
lots of shit everywhere.
Yeah, is that... I was wanting to hear your take on it. Like,
well,
you mean figuratively? Like, things are going crappy? They're not going well?
Yeah, they're going really crappy. There's a lot of people that aren't working as hard as we are. But we finally, after we were digging lots of holes... And just random holes. And some guy came up and said, we need you to help us with the water situation we are having here in Rio. It's got shit in it.
There's a lot of people working down there.
Yeah, so me and Big P, we looked at ourselves and said, buddy? Remember that?
We said, we looked right at each other and we said, buddy?
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 Hey, buddy.
We got to take care of this shitty problem.
I mean, they want us to work down there, but there is no place for us to use the bathroom, so largely it is our own feces that we're cleaning up.
I thought that's what the holes were for that you're digging.
Well, we used them all up. We used them all up.
We masoned them off with our own feces.
Oh, nice.
But they're talking about, oh, the athlete's going to get sick because of the all the people that are coming to
you
watch.
You don't want dysentery.
What?
Dysentery? Do you guys have that down there?
It's a way of life for us. Yes. We live with it every day.
Our stomachs are already prone to be okay about that. But anyway, we were working on digging. There's a really large ditch we are digging, and people just come up and take a squat and shit in that, and it goes straight into the river.
It's a trickle-down effect.
Which
shit,
river?
Shit rolls gravity. Downhill.
Gravity. We're using gravity.
Talking
as,
about the Amazon?
Yes, the Amazon River.
You're building the Olympic thing right on the river?
Well, no, the trench is like it's like 60 miles. We've dug that trench. It started off about an inch deep, and we had to make it go downhill. So now it's about 63 feet deep.
That's a big jump.
The Olympics,
after 60 miles, it's not that big. It's very level, kind of goes down.
The Olympics is coming up, but we are not even close to being ready.
No, we're not ready. I don't know how they're going to do this.
Well, they had issues with the Winter Olympics in Sochi a couple years back over in Russia. There were wild dogs running around. They were worried about babies being carried off or something.
What we are doing in Rio makes Sochi look like Club Med.
Really?
Oh, yeah. See?
How did you guys even get approved to host an Olympics if this is...
De
Niro.
Mucho. Robert De Niro was involved?
Robert De Niro is originally from Rio, and he lobbied heavily for it.
Yeah.
And he also had a lot of money.
Now,
Sean Puffy Combs had something.
The thing is, we got sanctioned to do this like 8 years ago. But mm-hmm. when they announced it on the radio, none of the people of Rio started working.
It was about 6 months back. They're like, oh, shit, we got to get this thing ready.
Right. Me and you have been doing this for, God, coming on 6 years.
They announce it. They say, hey, it's going to be in Rio. And what's the first thing we did? We looked at each other. We said, hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Let's get our shovels.
We got our shovels, and we went outside and just started digging holes. We did complete the volleyball, what do you call it, course? No.
It's a course.
The volleyball course. We did it because it's right along the beach. It's very nice. But we dug up enough dirt and sand that we and then we took some duct tape, and we laid it in the sand to kind of make the lines for the...
We had never done these before. I think it looks very nice for two amateurs.
Now, when you guys were digging,
Fishing net.
Right? Did you dig up some stuff you weren't necessarily expecting to find?
I think anytime you go on the beach, you're going to find things you don't want to see. Hypodermic needles.
Nickels.
You're pennies. Have, yeah, pennies.
Dead bodies.
Jimmy Hoffa.
Sure. I mean, we came across Jimmy Hoffa's body.
False teeth.
Body parts float ashore. It's a condom occurrence in Rio.
Because it's mainly a party town.
Condoms are their currency in Rio?
See. The STDs are running rampant, so everyone pays each other in condoms not to get herpes.
That's a legitimate fear.
See?
Every time they have Olympics, they hand out condoms to all the athletes so they don't...
Because people
passed over pizza.
They fuck each other.
People be.
But that's what you want, though, right? You want the Olympians to have sex with each other so you can make a breed worth of Superman. That's right.
Super athletes.
They don't want that to happen. It's a.
They don't want Superman.
I don't think so.
Hitler's dream will finally come true.
Oh, you're a big supporter of the Third Reich.
Well, I mean, my tattoo tells a story, I suppose.
Remember when you were getting that tattoo?
We looked at each other.
It went, buddy.
Say, hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
We're gonna get those tattoos for the Third Reich. We are some of the only people in Rio who support Nazis.
Mexa-Nazis. I've never met any
Mexa-Nazis. It's good. But yeah, we were when we were putting up the fishnet for the volleyball.
See?
Big P said, "Little P, look over there on the shore." And we went over there and we were in amazement. But we saw some body parts.
Yeah, so what did you guys do?
Threw it back in the water.
You know it's going to come right back.
It's like
right?
When a fish is dying, and you try to say, I save these fish, and I throw it back, and the pescado rolls back up. But with the foot, we throw the foot back, and the foot just comes back up, so we try to make a person out of it. We try to gather all the parts necessary to create a person.
Put the duct tape around
these. Sounds like a movie that I just saw a preview for,
Swiss Army Man.
Was that about you guys?
We saw the prequel.
We sold the rights to Swiss Army Man.
That guy was already together. They didn't put him together. He was already together.
Oh.
You Frankenstein monstered the thing?
We created a person of various parts. He's got two left feet, literally. He's not just only a bad dancer.
Horrible dancer. But, and we talked to him. We've been in talks about making another movie where we take this body and we take him around.
Your body?
The body. The
body, body.
We looked, we looked at all these parts we put together, and we said, hey, body.
Hey, body. Hey, body, body.
And how would you like to star in your own Hollywood feature?
Right. We could. There's multiple options for sequels.
We were rebooting a franchise from the past.
Right.
What was that called?
Well, I don't remember.
Weekend at Bernardo's.
Yeah, but we're gonna call it. Five. We're gonna call it. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
It's about a man that was Frankenstein together, and we pass him off as a real person.
Okay.
And we go around Rio, and we go to parties.
Do you go to Carnival?
We go to Carnival because the whole key to the thing is a famous head washes ashore. And so we had to build a body to accommodate this head. Okay. Everyone recognizes this head, and we call him Hey Body.
And you got the señoritas dancing in their
beautiful
booty outfits.
Muy caliente.
Yeah.
We take the dead body around with a famous person's head, and you get into all the great clubs. Everyone welcomes us with open arms, even though the arms that he has are dead.
Does anybody have sex with the corpse? What kind of movie is this?
I will say personally... And not in real life, no one did, but you'll have to watch the movie to see if anyone actually fornicates with a dead body.
Your dead body, buddy.
Say, hey, dead body, buddy.
Body, buddy. I'm Rowdy Rowdy and the body, buddy. But we've been working real hard. We're not getting any money for any of this work we're doing.
See, this doesn't make sense. You guys aren't getting paid at all. Do you have a union?
What? There is no union down there. Union. No, sir.
You don't look for the union label?
No, you just look for one of your bodies, and you say, hey, buddy, you want to dig a hole with me?
We went down there and thought, our work would prove us to be valuable, and they will pay us, but they never did. But that's okay, because we are laughing now all the way to the bank with our movie deal for Hey, Buddy.
So you're telling me there's just random potholes all over Rio because of you two now?
Not the random potholes. We make stuff.
We made a volleyball course.
We make the volleyball course. We make the swimming pool.
We made the trench.
But you dug a Olympic-sized swimming pool?
Yeah.
Did you pour the concrete, or is it just
no?
It's just a mud hole.
You know we have to be able to see the swimmers, right?
We put the
lanes.
We put the flashlights up on poles.
Yeah, there are flashlights everywhere.
Regulated lanes.
LED.
Welcome to the Olympic mud hole.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean...
This is the redneck game.
Why are you knocking
Stone
us?
Stone Cold Steve Austin, the host of this?
We did the best that they could. If you got a problem, you should take it up with Robert De Niro.
Right. I mean, hey, buddy, you weren't over there doing all the work.
That's right. We were the one busting our humps and now reporting to you gentlemen of our progress.
Look at these calluses. Look at these hands.
Our hands are blistered and tired.
And they're probably infected, too, with handling all the shit and
they got
dead bodies.
Foot and mouth disease, guaranteed.
I think...
There's no blisters on my face, buddy.
I don't even know what
he said it a foot and mouth disease. You get the foot and mouth disease, you get blisters.
You only get that if you have like a foot fetish.
Oh.
I don't understand that.
Are you into feet? Is that a thing down there in Brazil?
I think
agony.
Foot fetishes is a modern and a white collar problem because people have run out of problems. They put feet in their mouth. I am just trying to eat day to day. I don't worry about putting feet in my mouth. That does nothing for me sexually.
Yeah, I'm with you, buddy.
You're my buddy, too.
Yeah. But it's great being on this podcast. It was nice to take a couple days off of work.
I hope that everyone out there listening understands the progress or lack thereof that's happening with the Olympics. We just want to report and tell the truth.
But we're gonna do our damnedest to get it done in time. When is the Olympics? Like a month from now?
It's coming up quickly, and we are not close to being ready.
Are you guys training and participating as well?
Participating what?
In the Olympics.
In the events?
Yes.
Little P is in a couple of events.
Ah, come on. We don't want to talk about that,
buddy. Of course
we
want to talk about them.
Buddy,
The event? What's the event that you think you're going to do the best in?
I really think I have a good chance in the archery.
See?
I think I'm very good because that's how I kill our dinner. Is I use a bow and arrow, and I shoot the wild cats in the area.
Oh.
Gatos.
Double word gatos, Mr. Robatos. I think the archery is good, and then,
He's a world-class pole vaulter.
Well, come on, I don't want to brag.
Are you an equestrian?
No, I don't ride horses. That's crazy. Those are wild animals.
Speak Spanish.
Those are wild animals.
I do a little bit of training myself. I do a lot of rub downs on the girls' swim team, get them ready, get their muscles lean.
Oh, he's very ready. Better. There's a lot of times where I go to an event and my shoulders are tight, or my I have a cramp in my neck.
That's right. But
Big P, he come over and say, "Hey, buddy."
My big, he says, "Hey, I'm hurting," and I say, "Stand up and look me square in the eye." And we look at each other and we say, "Hey buddy." And I rub him down. A lot of times, the girls who want who get rubbed down by me, they aren't even asked, but it is a service that I do provide.
You've been in jail a couple of times because of that. But
see,
this sounds like this could be a problem. Now, is this just with your Brazilian home team, or are you branching out and looking to
anyone offers? I can get my hands on?
Literally,
quite literally, yes.
Okay,
he's so good. His hands are so strong.
Do you have a name for your business?
It's hands-on personality.
Okay.
And I just get out there and I just rub them down. And sometimes they enjoy it. And sometimes I'm quickly hauled away by the policia.
And then I had to go bail him out.
Now, I've heard the police there are kind of corrupt. Is that true?
It's true. A lot of times they hold banners at airports that say, "Welcome to hell." And it is not uncommon for people to believe they are truly in hell from the lack of government.
Abandon all hope, all ye who enter here.
See?
Yeah. Dante. See?
Dante's Inferno.
It's Inferno. It was like, "Hey, buddy, it's hot in here."
All the different circles of hell.
You take all your clothes off. It's getting hot in here.
Well, that's Nelly.
Oh, he said to take off all our clothes?
Oh, yeah. Look at this guy.
Yeah, little P is always quick to strip down.
Hey.
Maybe we should get down to work.
That's another Olympic event.
It's the strip down?
Mm-hmm.
I'll get my big meaty hands on everyone stripping down.
Whew, we got a big day ahead of us tomorrow. It's a holiday here in the United States. It's January 4th.
Yes,
January 4th.
But we have to go back.
Julai. It's Julai.
Junio.
Julai 4.
Julai 4.
Julio Iglesias.
Julio knows that you ain't no hoe. But anyway, I digress.
Gangster's paradise.
So, yeah, we got to work tomorrow, so we should probably head out, Big P. Yeah.
Okay? I agree. I just want to say to all the listeners, please tune into the Olympics and see all of our progress. Yes. And this coming this fall, our film debut in Hey Body.
Oh, can't wait for it. It's in 3D.
I can't wait to see the Olympic-sized mud hole.
It's wonderful. It's a sight to behold.
We got little flags in between the.
Oh, I thought it would be 3B because it's three buddies.
Three buddies.
See what I did there?
Maybe that's a sequel.
All right.
Only
well,
a 3B.
Big Philip, little Philip, medium Philip,
Phillips.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us on the show, guys.
Safe travels back and. Best of luck on preparing for the Olympics.
Hasta luego.
Take care, buddy.
Gracias.
Tu abuela es muy fea.
That's what he said. That was interesting. Those guys were kind of cool.
Hopefully Blake's feeling better and can make it here before we're done recording because I don't know how to play all the audio cues. But I know we've got some upcoming releases, so I guess we should just lead into that.
Let's just do it.
All right.
Okay, this is the release schedule. Episode 255, Triple X Hospital is now available. Episode 256, I did not write down.
Saber Point
is now available. Episode 258, our next episode inevitably titled Beat Me Off, Scotty, will be available on July 22nd.
That was a good one.
Is Jason funny. Back? Because he's supposed to read these jokes.
That's here I am.
Oh, here he is.
That's a good one. Beat me off, Scotty.
Beat me off, Scott E.
Blake, what happened? What happened when you get a some sort of discharge from your vaping device?
Well,
I
like to drip, and sometimes
drip.
Yeah. Sometimes some juice pops up, it pops out, heats up, and it shoots off.
You took a pop shot.
I took some juice in the eye. I'm not gonna lie.
It was hot too.
Oh so, yeah. It was
has somebody else been watching some hot Sex juice Factor in on the X Hamster?
X Hamster. I love X Hamster.
And don't forget, Sunday, July 17th is Peach Ice Cream Day. Do you think that quirky alt rock band, the Presidents of the United States of America, really ate millions of peaches
every day?
Those are the kind of things that keep me up at night.
Aren't they also lump?
Yep.
Yeah, lumpy peaches.
He's in my head. Stood alone in a buggy marsh.
I like those guys.
Yeah, I do too.
Who's ringing?
Fuck you, kitty.
Whose phone is ringing right now?
Outside.
Not mine.
All right.
Mine is ringing. It'd be coming through here.
Oh, fancy. Pizza Hut money.
Pizza Hut money. Pizza slut money.
Hey, also, Monday, July 18th is National Caviar Day. My main caviar intake comes in the form of sushi. Now, this is truly a slap in the face to our fin friends. First, we fillet fish alive to consume the raw flesh, and then we top them with their unborn children? Good God. You guys hear that music, right?
Yeah, I do hear something ringing.
Oh, yeah.
Where's that coming from?
It's not me.
It's coming from somewhere.
That's Lee's alarm.
It was like next door, you think?
It is.
And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions.
Did you get some garbage out there?
Comments.
With the dead bodies, buddy?
What's
we got derailed.
Throwing us off.
Yeah, it really is throwing off. Contact the show with your questions, comments, or suggestions. They'll be translated into a lost ancient language used to grant us magical powers. And if you like what you hear, help support the show by writing us a review on iTunes, subscribe, tell a friend, and help support us. We appreciate it. This is what? What is that? Your iPod?
It's fucking iPod.
This guy.
What is that for?
It's lunch break.
If you don't like what you hear, we'll use those powers we're talking about to place rocks in your shoes. That'll learn you.
That'll learn you.
Oh, we're done. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, that's all right. That ruined the entire show.
Way to go, Blake.
One time, Garrett put an alarm on my iPod, and I can't figure out how to undo
that's
it.
What that is.
And so that's what it was.
Thanks a lot, G-Man.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, guy. All right, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thanks to all my cohorts this evening. If you liked what you listened to, or you feel sorry for us, write us a retune.
Blake's having a stroke.
I get juice in my
freaking juice. The eye threw him off.
Yeah. Hey, we liked doing this for you. If you liked it, let people know about it. Write us a review on iTunes. Don't forget you RockyTopVapor.com for all your vaping needs. Use promo code IBWIP20. You'll get 20% off. Big E, thank you very much for coming up. And
thank you.
You got some juice. We got some upcoming juice reviews coming to be get done.
Yes.
Wonderful singing. You did an amazing job. Your wife is going to be really proud of you, probably.
Probably.
Does she listen to these when you're on? No?
Is your wife proud of you in general?
We would be divorced.
Is your wife proud of you in general? That's a good question. No?
Sometimes. I don't think so.
Oh. Well, happy late birthday to your sister, too.
Oh, thank you.
Why
am I thanking you?
I don't know.
Is she married?
No.
How old is she?
She's 40. She just turned 40.
Tell her I said happy birthday.
I will.
Awkward.
Mr. Awkward, are you doing the classic Heather by drawing all over your...
Is that the classic Heather feather? Yeah.
Pulling the Heather.
The Heather feather. Hey, thank you very much, Jason, for being on the show. I appreciate it. You did a wonderful job seeing yourself. I think you got robbed.
I agree, but that's all right.
I think it was rigged in a way.
As long as we all had fun and no one really got raped. I think that's a successful show.
Not really, just partially.
Do you have anything you want to promote?
Ear rape. listen to Couch Pilots.
Mm-hmm.
If you like podcasts, say that's one. It's about failed TV pilots. TV shows had one episode and one episode only. Blake here and I, we sit down and we watch these things, and they're usually pretty bad. And then we talk about them, and it's always fun. So
and that's
check
usually
that out.
Pretty good.
And it's usually thank you. And it's free. So go to FCFnetwork.com, check out our links there. We're on social media. Find out what we're going to listen to next, and you can join in on the fun.
And if you're
Monday,
if you're visually stimulated, you can watch the episodes. Watch the episodes on our YouTube page.
Yeah.
Yep.
We need subscribers for that because supposedly I can't get the designated Couch Pilots podcast URL on YouTube until we get 100 subscribers. So
good luck.
So go subscribe. Exactly. Dappercaster,
yep,
the voice,
yep.
Dustin, you're about ready to head out of town to do some...
I gotta hang out with another band, record another episode of Drunken Lullabies that you'll hear... in a week or so.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for coming and hanging out and being on the show.
Thank you.
And that's all I have. And thank you, peoples, that I are listening. You three people are listening?
Yes.
That aren't in this room?
Thank you. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
Hey, you guys ever see that movie Memento? That guy couldn't make any new memories. I'm starting to think I may have that.
Goodbye. Did it die?
Girls. All I really want is girls.
Two at a time
I want girls. In the bathroom, it's girls.
I like the way that they
walk.
And they're using tampons in their muff. Because they're bleeding and stuff.
That's okay, I've had enough.
It really makes me want to die,
too. Are you a blogger or a podcaster? or you're just not happy with your web hosts, you need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.